This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report. This is the Markets Farm Afternoon Show, broadcast number 230 for Friday, January 17th. I'm Phil Front Workington. ICE Futures canola contracts were up Friday, seeing a continued recovery after the losses posted earlier this week. Canola was up to over $4, March up $4.20 at $480.20 per ton. A turn higher in Chicago soy oil provided underlying support today, while a slight weakness in the Canadian dollar contributed to the gains as crush margins improved. Chart-based buying was a feature, as yesterday's activity was constructive from a technical standpoint. However, large supplies in the commercial pipeline did temper the upside, with the Canadian Grain Commission reporting total visible canola stocks in the countryside of 1.5 million tons. Soybeans, they are higher, correcting ahead of the weekend after dropping sharply earlier this week. March beans up 6 cents at $9.29 per bushel. Uncertainty over the Phase 1 trade deal signed between the U.S. and China on Wednesday did remain a feature, though, as traders remain skeptical over how much more U.S. agricultural commodities China will actually buy. Forecasts calling for improving moisture conditions for developing soybean crops in Brazil also pressured values. Corn, it posted the largest gains today, up nearly 14 cents in March at $3.89 per bushel. Yesterday's solid weekly export data was supportive, while chart-based positioning ahead of the weekend was also a feature. Wheat futures, they are all higher. The Chicago wheat up 5 cents in the March contract at $5.70 per bushel. Kansas City 9 cents higher in March at $4.94 per bushel. And Minneapolis spring wheat up 9 cents in the March contract at $5.59 per bushel. Supply concerns elsewhere in the world, including Europe and Australia, and expectations for increasing demand for U.S. exports were supportive. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Friday, January 17th. In Winnipeg, for Markets Farm, I'm Phil Front Workington. That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.